No. No. He's having a good time. We're going to go have lunch somewhere. He's got his cronies.
Did you enjoy your day? I would think you did.
Yeah. I mean, it was, you know, I'd say we had a really good ball-striking group, and Jay struggled the second nine, but the first nine, he was five under, and, you know, he was showing everyone there were some birdies out there. And, you know, I was a little bit disappointed to three-putt 18 or my ninth hole. I might hit, you know, really two beautiful shots below the hole, but it's just, you know, we're in the fairway. I watched VJ and O'Meara both miss putts from above the hole, and I just told myself, do not run this even 3 feet by, and I left it 5 feet short. But I hit it well. I drove it well. I think I was in most of the fairways, and, you know, I had a little roll where I make a putt and I make another one. And then just try not to make bogeys.
Have you always, when you won, been able to carry that into a run of play?
I don't remember. Probably not that many times, since I didn't win a lot.
What was the big difference, though, Fred, from today and yesterday?
Well, I made one from off the green on, 15, 16. You know, so, I mean, when you do, it was six or seven, five paces off the green. When you do stuff like that and you play the same, you know, you're going to get a better score. But then, you know, I missed a couple. I missed a couple yesterday, too. So, really, I drove it much better today. Yesterday, you know, I played from the rough a couple times in the first cut. And to be honest, today I think I was in most of the fairways except for maybe a dogleg right, like number 13. And I was in the first cut, and I just, you know, in the morning I played a safe shot. But, you know, if you're playing the afternoon, whether today or tomorrow, you know, you start missing fairways, you'll be lucky to get a ball on the green.
You were at 100% comfort level yesterday. You're more comfortable out there in that golf course today.
Well, you know, yesterday some of the pins were over here, and then I was trying to figure out the greens, and then today a lot of the pins were over there. So I'm getting a look at these greens, but I still don't, you know, I haven't had one where I hit it where I really didn't want to and have it roll off a green down an embankment. I did leave the one short, but that was really probably the easiest pin of the day, and I felt like where it was, it might be a tough pin. So I tried to get really cute, and I came up short, and it trickled off the green. But as you walk up there where I made that one, we all birdied. It was the easiest green. It was the easiest pin all day. But there are some dicey ones, really, really, and that's where I hit good shots below the hole. And I watched guys struggle on some other holes, Brant and Jay a little bit, and saying, you know, 30 feet's not all that bad.
Yeah, like the position, I know, you know, just a few back. Yeah. And
I mean, I just like shooting a good score. You know, it's a tough little course. It's not like you go, oh, my God. I mean, 17, 18 are long in yardage. You know, I had a 7-iron, and 18 plays a little shorter because it's downhill, but the green makes up for it. But I like where I'm at. You know, I mean, 5-under is better than playing the same and shooting 2-under. We all know the lower you go, the more under par you are. But for me, if I can drive it like that, I'll be in great shape.
And a 9, how far did you have into the
second shot? 144 yards, I think.
How far was that?
I hit an 8, probably 6, 7 feet.
Pretty good.
Yeah,
but it was above
you know,
the
hole. Yeah, I read it wrong, and it wasn't a hard putt. I didn't read it right. I actually, when their putts were rolling up, they were rolling this way, and I thought, you know, can this thing be right center and fall left? And it actually broke to the right, which is where we thought it was going to go from the get-go. But, you know, they're very tricky greens. It's really the side ones that are brutal. When you're downhill and they're breaking a foot from 5 feet, it's, you know, Jay made a couple, and it's fun to watch. And then when you get other ones, you know, perfect putts you have to hit on these greens. But then when you get a 20-footer with very little break, they're perfect pace, and you'll see a lot of putts made. And that's pretty much where I made most of mine today.
You mentioned the other day in the media tent, obviously you're back and you brought a clear specialist in. Just curious, A, how you feeling, and B, what did you have to do with the late round and then the early round to kind of get ready for today?
8 o'clock tee times are not good for me, but I got up a little early and moved around, and Chad worked on it, and I got all sweaty. Then you come out here and everything's close. I mean, once you go to the range, you go to the putting green, and then the tees are right there. So I try and time it where I try and stay warm and where I'm swinging. But I didn't exactly hit it very good in the range. But again, at 7:30, unless it's a major on this tour, I'm not playing at 7:30 ever anymore. But, when I go to Wales, you're going to have that tee time too. So you just try and, hope for the best.
How early did you get up?
5.
What keeps you motivated out here when you're going to go through stuff health-wise?
Well, motivated, I don't play that much, and a lot of it's really health-related because I don't want to play when I don't feel well. I think on the regular tour and, you've got sponsors and you're doing all that and they're paying you a lot of money. And I know it sounds chintzy because I still, and with Mitsubishi and Ultimate and Bridgestone, they're still paying me. But I physically don't want to go play if I don't feel really well. So it's very easy for me to not feel well and just go away. Whereas when I was 45 or 46 or 47, it was very difficult to do that.
When it feels good, like winning last week, gets the juices going?
It's feeling good. If I feel good, I feel like I can be in contention. If I have a good round like I did on Sunday and win, it's a great feeling. But it doesn't make right now, after shooting 65, I feel like I'm going to break in half standing here. But it's like that every day. And then I'll go rest, and then I won't do anything. And then by 9 o'clock, I'll feel better. And by tomorrow morning, I'll feel good. But after I play, I honestly feel like when I stop, I can't play another hole. Like right now, if you put me in the middle of the 18th fairway with a 9-iron, I don't think I could hit it. But I could probably play 36 holes as long as I don't stop. I wouldn't play the last 18 very well, but I think I can keep moving. And that's just part of the thing with my body. It just tightens up pretty fast.
I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Frank, can you share Chad's last name?